Hello, my name is Ariana Hernandez, and the purpose of this recording is to basically say like the general idea of what I want to talk about. So my journey is a long, long, long story, but basically to say a long story short, when I was barely 18, I was on probation and stuff like that. And I was abusing cold and cough medicine called Cortison, also known as triple C's. A lot of the younger generation uses it to get high. It's easy to access. You can get it at Walgreens and Rite Aid. I don't want to give people ideas, but you know, I had a really bad traumatic experience from abusing them that it caused a drug-induced psychosis. And because of this, I put someone else who is an innocent person that I have no idea who they are in harm's way. And for that reason, it changed my whole life. From that day forward, my life was not my own. This was October 24, 2014, when I made the decision that I felt was like the worst decision of my life. But it ended up being the biggest life saving event that I could have ever manifested into my life. I ended up going to county jail for like 7 months, and I was only 18, and I've been to juvenile hall, but I was never used to being in that kind of atmosphere. And county jail was a whole nother level of experience, and I didn't know how to process everything. I was still not myself. Nothing really made sense. I was out of it, and they believed I had a mental illness, and going through that process completely changed me. There's so much to say, and there's not enough time in one short video recording to say it all, but from going to county jail to being committed to a state hospital known as Napa State Hospital for the criminally insane, because I pled NGI for the Penal Code 1026. I wish I would have known better on the process of what that actually meant. I felt like the courts, the system, the public defenders, I guess, the whole process of it wasn't really explained to me. And I feel like I wasn't even in the right state of mind to even say that I was willing to go there. I eventually figured out that I was glad that I did go, but I feel like I wasn't prepared for what I got myself into. I didn't know that I could be in a mental hospital like that for more than 6 months, because I was under the impression by my public defender that I would be there for 6 months at most and that I would be released. But I didn't know there was other conditions that went along with that. So I go to the hospital and I find out that I'm not going to be there for just 6 months, that they could keep me until indefinitely, which means I could be there for the rest of my life. Then after I find that out, they tell me that when I do get out, that I'll have to go to a conditional release program known as CONREP. It's an outpatient treatment program for people who are, obviously they have mental illness, but not able to function on their own, and they're trying to get them to adjust back into being in the community. So I didn't know that I would go to this hospital, find out that I could be there for the rest of my life, and if not, I could get out, but I had to go through all these necessary processes. I have to go to a back unit, then I have to go to a discharge unit, and then when you get to a discharge, it doesn't mean you're going to be necessarily discharged within a couple months. It might be a year, 2 years, 3 years, when they feel like you're ready to be discharged. And when you get discharged, you go to the program, CONREP. And in this program, there's all these terms and conditions that you have to sign. You can't do this, you can't do that. You have to have the curfew, this and that. Basically, they want to control your whole fucking life, right? So it was very hard for someone like me. When I went to this hospital in 2015, in June 2015, I was barely 19. Okay, so I barely had anything figured out in my life. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was fucked up mentally, emotionally. It was very hard to stay strong and not cry and not fall apart every day and get depressed, because that place can make you develop a mental illness. I did not have a mental illness. Come to find out, I have a drug-induced psychosis, but that's later down the road. Basically, I want to share my story because I wish I could say it all in one and break it down and talk about everything, but it's just too much to say. It was too much that I went through, too much that I saw that I can't erase from my memory. The things that I saw, the way that they treat people in Napa State Hospital. I just really want to shine the freaking light on the system, the mental health system, how it's a freaking multi-billion dollar fucking industry, and they profit off people. Every single person is a dollar sign. They want to keep people in there. They want to release them. They don't want them getting better. They don't care if they get better. They wish they get worse. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like fucked up that I experienced that. And I know what people go through living in that type of environment and circumstance. And I'm so grateful and thankful and blessed that I'm no longer in a state hospital. am seeing you constantly on the daily. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what does that mean? That's like third party information. Not even, it's not even third party information. It's like, I don't even know what you call it. I don't know what you would call that, but it's like, how can you base your opinion off something you read? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you have all these ideas and impressions of me before you even get to meet me and have a conversation. And mind you, before I didn't have the best knowledge of what I was experiencing, but processing it, reevaluating it, I realized so much shit. And I just feel like it's unfair and injustice to keep people in places like that. To and there's no way to signify what female clothes and male clothes. Okay, we all wear khaki clothes. The women don't get to wear different clothes than the men do. We're all the same, you know what I'm saying? And we're treated like we're fucking, I mean, I'm not slow. I'm not drooling out the mouth. I'm not talking at the wall. Whoever decided to take the time to watch this, because it means a lot to be even able to say this. It's a privilege, honestly. But thank you again. My name is Ariana Hernandez, and I hope you enjoy keeping up with me.